Welcome to the Live Your Mission podcast. This is Paul Evans. I want to answer a question today that might seem a little bit unusual, but I get this every now and then, and I thought, well, you know, how about doing a podcast about it? The question is this: what's it like to be rich? I mean, it's a little bit of an embarrassing question. You know, I'll admit that. What's it like to be rich? So today I thought I'd tell you what it's like for those of you who don't know, because I think it's important for us to understand exactly what wealth is, what it feels like to be wealthy, so that when it does happen to us, we'll recognize it. And at the same time, when other people ask me or ask you, what's it like to be rich, you can answer that as well. So what I thought I would do, because this is another question I get, is what's your average day look like? And I think that if I'll blend those two, then you'll really get a great overview of what it's really like to be rich. And understand that I'm not saying this to belittle anybody. I'm not giving these examples to make anybody feel bad. I'm not saying that I'm superior or to elevate myself over anyone else. It's just the way it is. It's what it's like to be rich, and I wanted to share that with you. So here's my average day, the average day of a rich person. So I wake up in the morning. And I'm an early riser. I like to get up about 4 a.m., and that works out well for me. But you know what? I'm rich. I get to get up when I want. Well, except that I have to work a little bit, and I like to work early. So 4 in the morning works out really well for me. Then, usually, right after I get up, and I'm thinking about my work day or thinking about my quiet time or what I'm going to do next, I'll go to the kitchen, and I'll pull out a cup or a glass. And I'm not making this up. I've got several to choose from. I don't just choose based on there's just one there. There's a bunch there. And I make a choice. Then I go over to what is called a faucet. I turn it on. And any time that I move the faucet, any time, water comes out. It does. I'm not making this up. Now, I know some of you think that I'm making this up. I don't go down to the stream. I don't go down to the river. I turn it on. Yeah, I live in Alabama. We've even got running water here. And I fill my cup up. Maybe I want a quarter cup. Maybe I want a half cup. Maybe I want a full cup. But I'm rich. You see, I get to get as much as I want. I'll come in, turn on my computer because I'm rich. Check my email. Do some work. Rich. Internet just out of the air because I'm rich. Then I might get a little bit hungry. I'll go to the pantry. I'll open it up. And I'll stand there. Now get this, I will stand there and I will think. And here is what enters my mind, the mind of a rich person. What do I want? What do I want to eat? I'm looking at all the shelves and they're not completely full, but there's plenty. And I make another decision. I have another choice to make because rich people have choices. And I look in and I see exactly what I want, or I think, I don't really want that. I'm not sure. Because see, when you're rich, you base a lot of your food decisions off of cravings, not off of necessity. Now, you poor people that are listening right now, you don't have that choice. You go to your pantry and there might be one thing in it, or, you know, honestly, you don't have a pantry at all. But if you've got a pantry and you're making choices, maybe you're like me, maybe you're rich. Then I'll go out to my car, I'll crank it up, and it'll start. Now, I'll have to admit that even us rich people have our cars not start sometimes. And if the light comes on, lets me know I'm almost out of gas, you know what I do? Pull into a station, gas station, put gas in it. Yeah, I'm rich, I get to do that. Then I'll do some of my work during the morning. And comes lunchtime. And at lunchtime, I've either packed my lunch out of my rich pantry, or I will go over to one of the areas that has a lot of restaurants, and I have to do the same thing that I had to do that morning. Drive around looking, deciding. Just like I decided in the pantry, I'll decide, well, what do I want to eat? Huh, what am I craving? As I'm driving around, not walking around, because rich people drive. Do my work in the afternoon. Then I go home, enter my house, use a key to get in. And maybe that night I watch TV. It's what rich people do. lay down in a bed, maybe even on a mattress that we changed because the other one wasn't too comfortable. It's what rich people do. So, that's it, guys. That's what it's like to be rich. That's just a little bit of an overview, but I thought I would share it with you because I know there's a lot of jealousy out there. I know that a lot of people look at people like me and say, you know, those rich people, those people that have everything. I'll admit it. I've got everything. And I've just talked about stuff. What about this other wealth that I have, having two boys, Sam and Steven? And what about Marla? A great wife. I mean, it's hard to put price tags on that, right? It's priceless. So I thought I'd just talk about the monetary. Just the stuff. The stuff that other people get to see and say and ask, what's it like to be rich? And maybe as I've described my day, maybe some of you listening thought, you know, that's a little bit similar to my day too. You know, I drive around and I make decisions about what to eat, and I lie down with a roof over my head at night. Huh. Yeah. Maybe you're rich too. And all I like to say is, welcome to the club.